Initializing 12-sided stories. You have activated Galactic Squad Alpha. Preparing to launch a story-driven, rules-light, live-play RPG powered by Fatecore. Theme music in 3, 2, 1.
Let's jump right into it. Let's introduce our players with Terry.
Hi, I'm Terry Gamble. I'm playing Dr. Sam H. Hill. I'm very, very exceedingly handsome. I mean, like, really handsome. Like, you think of the handsomest thing you can think of? I'm that times 100. No, 1,000.
I'm Kelsey Osborne, and as always,
I'm Sarah.
Hey, I am Mac Beauvais. I am playing LV113, an uplifted wolf.
And I am Michelle Otis, and I am playing Dr. Claudia Martins.
So in the last game, you guys went on to the merchant planet, and while you were down there, Dr. Sam H. Hill went to a bar and kept drinking because the aliens kept buying him drinks. And he woke up pretty much semi-clothed, in an alleyway, as you do. Meanwhile, Swan tried to blackmail LV113 into fixing her collar by threatening to kill the crew. Dr. Martins and LV went to basically a technician stall, and Grelick, the alien that came with you, helped translate so that you were able to get a program to basically shut her off so that they could take control of the ship again. Luckily, they did all that. And Sarah got her original programming back. And
Angel song.
Sarah is now returned to herself again, but she's also starting to develop different emotions, like wanting vengeance against her enemies.
Yeah, she a revenge bot now, and it's awesome.
Revenge bot.
Cutest yeah. Little revenge bot you've ever.
What is like, best in life?
Revenge. I just, that's so cute. I just like it. I like it.
I thought the same thing. What is best in life? So we stopped the game when you guys were heading back up. You were told by Marcus that Dr. Xing had been locked away in his laboratory. You guys have known this for a while, but after everything that's happened to Swan, he's concerned that Dr. Xing might be incapacitated. So you guys have returned. Meanwhile, the technician down on the planet is working to make your translator work for all the different languages so that you can understand what all the different aliens are saying. So we pick up the game with you guys returning to the ship to the door of the lab of Dr. Xing.
Is it airtight?
No, it's not like a bulkhead. The security door doesn't seem to be closed. It's just the normal door.
Just wondering, because there was some concern and no response, if there was any scent from the other side of the door that maybe is not good.
Why don't you give me a notice roll? Just beat a 2.
I have a 4.
Awesome. You smell a really strong chemical, almost like embalming fluid smell. Ooh. Yeah.
Something doesn't smell right.
What does it smell like?
Embalming fluid?
What?
That doesn't sound good.
After all the things you drank, I'm surprised that doesn't sound good to you.
No, you'd be surprised it really doesn't sound good right now.
Well, Let's see if we can get this thing open.
Okay.
I'm going to stand over here. You nurses can do this work, right?
Okay, so you walk to the side.
Yeah, I'm going to walk to the side and supervise. Keep myself together a little bit.
All right. I guess LV's going to try and force the door.
Why don't we use... you're trying to basically overcome this door. We're going to say it's a 4 that you need to beat. So you'll need to use physique, or you could talk to Marcia and try to go through the ductwork. Which thing do you want to do? Physical or
stealth? I'm gonna try physique.
Okay.
That's gonna
physique.
Be a lot
okay.
easier for me, hopefully.
Sounds good.
That is exactly a 4.
Okay.
Woo. I roll better in this game.
Yay.
Great.
Yay, it's not Otherworld London.
So you crack the door, and as soon as you start opening, this smell of decaying flesh and embalming fluid comes out.
Are there any masks nearby?
there's lab masks, yeah.
Because if we're going to run in there, we don't know what we're breathing in.
True.
Can I just
go in?
Yeah, and make sure, do an analysis of the air to make sure there's no noxious or toxic gases.
It's a little toxic. Nothing out of the realm of safety. And what you see is this large vat of goo. You're not sure what the substance is. And sitting on the top of the goo is Dr. Kim. Her body is sitting there. And the top of her head has been removed, so you can see her brain, and it's got all these electrodes hooked up to it. And you see Dr. Xing on the other side typing into a computer. And he turns around and goes, "Close the door! I'm working in here, and I need complete silence, so close the door! I'm close to a breakthrough." And he's typing away on his computer. Sarah, do me a favor. Can you levitate over Dr. Kim? I want you to apply a bit of pressure right below her kneecap. Just use your needle and see if there's any response.
You want me to check for Dr. Kim's reflexes?
Correct, bot. Just get up there and do it.
All right.
Levitate up there, very disturbed.
Okay.
I have communicate with them through our
yeah.
Comms yeah. devices,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Guys, it's a little weird in here. We're doing some experiments on Dr. Kim's body. It's pretty ripe in here, guys.
You guys recover from the smell relatively quickly. LV, it's bad for you. Your yeah. eyes are watering. And you can see in. You can see this big container, this tank that he's made. And it's filled with this weird
goo
that she's basically floating on the very top. So half of her body is sunken down into this goo.
Is she decaying?
Yeah, she's slightly decayed at this point.
So we got a Frankenstein situation? What's
going
on?
Yeah. I mean, so, I see. Dr. Xing?
Yes.
When was the last time you ate?
Nurse Cell came in here a little while ago, and she brought me some more packets to eat. Look... I know this might seem weird, but I think I've found a way to animate the brain. I'm going to remove the body, but I think that this solution will enable the brain to get the electricity it needs to communicate, and then it can continue the work of Dr. Kim, not on the level that she was doing. You know she won't have her arms.
Dr. Kim is coming back?
Yes, I'm gonna reboot her.
Did you hear that, everyone? He's gonna bring Dr. Kim back.
That's Wait. Not
Here's a
possible.
Point for optimism.
LV's ears are flat against their head, and they're kind of backing up from the situation. They've seen doctors doing weird, things, and this is probably very reminiscent. Mm-hmm.
Look, it's real simple. We take the brain out. I mean, I'm almost there. I'm just checking some things, and I'm getting data back from the brain. We take the brain out. We then allow the brain to sink down inside of the chamber. The electrons that are hooked onto it will feed it information and nourishment, and then it will be able to think and output that through other electrons that will then be able to run a computer. It could work kind of like Swan. Or
Dr. Shing. Dr. Shing, she's gone.
And what's Dr. Shing, I don't understand. What's a lady without a body? I don't understand. I'm very, very confused.
I am too. Why are you in your boxer shorts?
Oh, there was these nurses, you see. Alien nurses.
You guys met aliens?
Yes. You've been in here quite a while.
We've been on another planet.
Really?
We are several parsecs from Earth.
I know that. We escaped, and then I started working on this project. I started making
breakthroughs. Oh, no, we're further out. We're further out.
We're not back at Earth yet? Why aren't we going back to Earth yet?
We're approximately 8 parsecs from our solar system.
That's going to take forever to get back, and this kind of work needs to be shown to the world.
Dr. Shing.
Yes.
We just had to reprogram Swan.
Why? She was a wonderful computer.
Until she tried to take over the ship and kill the crew.
Excuse me, you reprogrammed? She's the one who made me captain, though. She's why I'm...
Like I said, she was trying to do harm to the crew.
Excuse me?
She was suffocating the crew.
She was?
While you were getting drunk.
That's odd. I didn't feel anything in the lab. It stayed the same the entire time.
Swan malfunctioned.
Oh.
And we're not going to let it happen again.
Okay. Well, that was slightly creepy, but I don't think you understand. This is a medical breakthrough. Imagine if we could take brains and use them as batteries. You know, a person dies, their memories get mapped like they did to Sarah, but then their brain, it's like a backup. It could just continue on doing work.
Sometimes experiments aren't good.
But look at you. You're a great experiment. We took a simple animal and we made him a little better. We've added so much to you. Your life is so much better than it was that you don't even understand the possibilities. Imagine if we started to do this with even more sophisticated
animals. Dr. Shing.
What?
This is ghoulish.
Right, you should use a man's brain first, is what I'm saying.
Oh, boy.
You know... I would like to remember some things from the other night. I feel like... What day?
Dr. Hill, as much as I would love to sacrifice you to science, the fact of the matter is...
You mean I have to be dead first?
Yes.
Oh.
Sometimes we have to let people go. No matter how brilliant they were... They are no longer with us.
Doesn't the robot already have some of this?
Dr. Kim.
She's so much like a nurse. That's so hard.
Sarah.
Yes.
Has part of Dr. Kim's memories.
Right. So.
And creativity.
I've taken all of your talk into my consideration. And
plus the smell's really bad, my friend.
Close the door. That's why it was closed, so I can continue
to
work.
It's real bad.
What are you guys going to do?
Well, we can't let this go on, but we can't have a raving lunatic running around the ship. Because if he's occupied in here, at least he's not messing other things up.
Yeah. So I think that, and after like listening to this for a little bit longer and making the connection between like Swan and using the brain as a battery.
Right.
Now this is much less appealing to Sarah. Yeah. She realizes like this is not Dr. Kim actually coming back. This is sort of mutilation of her body. So I think since I've got stealth, I want to try to sneakily disable the cables that are attached to Dr. Kim from whatever device.
I'm going to say that's like a 7.
Is that way, is that like way complicated?
It's way complicated.
Okay.
See, and LV is very triggered by this.
Mm-hmm.
And can see that no one else seems terribly happy about this either, and is kind of feeling that rush of newfound freedom and also not wanting more bullshit, horrible science out there, kind of wants to go and just rip the cables out.
Ooh, rage.
What I was thinking was, here are your choices.
Okay.
I could pay you a fate coin to compel your trouble, and then we go into a fight with Dr. Xing, or you can pay me a fate coin, avoid this, and then do what you were originally saying, which was trying to pull out the cables.
I think pulling out the cables still plays into impulse control. I think that the programming to not attack the crew is still pretty strong.
Okay.
So I am going to give you a coin.
All right.
I think that it's more important to stop the experiment.
Okay, cool.
Because there's also just that. So I feel like, is that a more of a physique thing?
Yes, that's a physique thing. This is like overcome. You're trying to pull out this big cable. They look like junction boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all these different connectors in them. It's like this big box that just slides into another. And they weigh a ton. Takes like a lot to plug them in. So I'm going to say that this is going to take like a 3 for you to pull out in one fell swoop.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I have a 4.
Okay. So you pull out this bunch of cables.
And this is probably scarier than LV has ever looked before, because LV's been, you know, kind of, oh, don't want to get shocked by the collar and all of that. And here is this, like, I feel like they made a move like they were going to go after Dr. Xing a little bit and pulled back. And then reached for that instead, and it is just rageful.
You pull the cable out, and Dr. Xing goes, "No, what are you doing?
No more experiments."
Where's the control collar? Where's the control collar thing?
That won't work anymore, Dr. Xing.
LV reaches up and takes, because LV was still wearing it.
Yeah.
Pulls it off and throws it on the ground.
You talk about my madness. This is madness. This is a science experiment.
Dr. Xing, LV is sentient.
Also a really good pet.
LV is sentient. And able to make their own decisions. LV is a respected member of this crew,
really?
Not a slave.
Well, that's all great, but your sentient science experiment just destroyed tons of work.
Dr. Kim never did experiments like this, Dr. Xing.
Well,
Dr. Kim would never approve of something like this.
Yeah, it did seem like kind of a waste, and it smelled really bad. I'm sorry. I have to say it.
Harvesting brains as batteries?
Just the thought of it is...
Think about that.
I was. It was a wonderful experiment.
No, think about the ethical concerns.
We're not even close to Earth. We have different ethical concerns out here, like preserving knowledge and making sure that we're able to...
You know what? You want to just get a drink now? I feel like we should just have a drink.
You smell like a drink. Or at least a thrown-up drink. But
what do you mean?
A few, actually.
I think that could solve your problem, Shing. You know, honestly, let's just have a drink and talk it out. I could really use another drink right now.
We'll talk about this later when the help and the computer aren't around, and he throws down his gloves and walks out.
Are you all right, LV-113?
No.
Yeah, you look down, pet. I mean, you look sullen most of the time at me, but I've never seen you look, like, down. You look down. You're down?
You should do something about the smell.
Dr. Hill, I think it's advisable that you...
Are you trying
to
get rid of me right now? Is that what you're saying? You know what? It's fine. It's fine. I should probably go clean up. You know what? I have a great idea. I'm going to go take a shower. And I think I'm going to go brush my teeth, too.
That sounds like a fantastic idea.
Brilliant, isn't it? Came up with it myself. I'll see you in just a few.
This is probably going to be a full crew cleanup, or at least majority of the crew, because there aren't that many of us. So, yeah, we need to clean this place up because this is just gross.
Right.
I've taken maybe like a lab sheet or something like that, and I've covered Dr. Kim's body and have started sort of wrapping her in a shroud.
Aww. But it's... takes a comedically long time for you to do.
I am very small.
Because it's just... And while you guys are talking, just Sarah's in the background slowly doing all this.
Yeah. It's just, I literally, my stealth is on and you guys can't really hear me. You don't know what I'm
like
doing.
A Roomba. I'm sorry. But like stuck in a corner, you know?
But
like,
even try. Quieter than a Roomba.
So even in a tense moment in the background, something hysterical is happening.
So my guess is that we're probably going to rest up and then go back down to the planet because we need to get that translator thing.
Oh, right.
The next day.
Right. LV, what do you want to do?
Probably go back to their quarters and just sort of be alone for a while.
At some point while you're in your quarters, you hear the doorbell go off.
What do you want?
It's me, Marcia. I was wondering if I could talk to you.
Come on in.
So, see, you don't have your collar on anymore. Congratulations.
Well, thank you for help with that.
We're done cleaning up the mess in the lab. And I think Dr. Shing is probably... has probably a psychotic break from... being alone for so long. How are you doing?
I don't know.
I'm concerned about your ability to deal with all of the emotions that you have going on. And remembering that there are people on the ship who are going to say things, especially Dr. Hill, that are possibly going to cause you distress or cause you anger, and I'm worried about your ability to hold back.
You're worried I'm going to attack someone, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I am. You were grown in a lab and changed against your will, and you're dealing with different rules.
Then dump me off on the planet. Because I'm not going back to being a science pet slash slave.
I think that is not my point at all. I'm not expecting you to be a science pet slave or whatever. I'm saying that there's a big difference between killing or hurting someone in this society than it was when you were a wolf. And you have to remember that as much as some people might infuriate you, you have to figure out different ways to handle them. What you did in the lab was great. You stopped Dr. Shing from doing something terrible, and you didn't hurt him. Do you see what I'm saying? You're part of the crew.
I don't know about that. I don't get treated like part of the crew, but the need to not hurt them is still there.
Well, I mean, besides Dr. Hill and Dr. Shing, I think everyone else has treated you with respect and has been supportive of you. You know that you're not a slave, and you know that you're not a pet. I mean, Dr. Hill's a different situation.
Yeah.
He's harder to deal with. But there's going to be tons of Dr. Hills throughout your life that you're going to meet, and as much as we want to kill him, we can't.
I'm not going to kill Dr. Hill. I mean, I think about it. It sounds like it could be not the worst thing for the crew, but I'm not going to do it.
Well, just take each day as it comes and we'll see what happens, okay? You're helping in engineering. You could easily be an engineer with no problem.
If you hadn't noticed, my hands don't work that great.
Your hands work fine enough to do what you need to do. And we'll figure out other things that you can do around the ship. If you're one of us now, and you're free, if you want to stay on this planet, you can. But it's not home. And plus, you know, there are others like you back home that are going to go through the same thing you're going through. Maybe when we get back, you can help them.
If we get back.
I hope we do. As cool as all of this stuff is, I do want to go home at some point.
Fun?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we're meeting aliens. That's incredible. I mean, we haven't taken any time at all the entire time we've been out here to realize that we met a frog that talks. A 6-foot-tall frog that talks.
You'll forgive me if I'm a little less impressed about talking animals.
I know, but the weird part is that they're out here, that there's other species that we didn't know what we were going to find, you know? And that's cool.
Look, all I can promise is my best.
That's all anyone can do, is try their best, and we all fail. But failing can't be ripping out Dr. Hill's throat as much as we'd like to. Because I would like to do that as well sometimes, too, because he's a jackass. Nobody likes him except for Nurse Syl, who obviously has daddy issues or something. So she leaves you. She goes, okay, well, I was glad we were able to talk, and... you know, we're going to go down. You guys are going to go back down to the surface soon. So you get cleaned up, Dr. Hill.
Mm-hmm. Found my pants. It's fine.
Found your pants.
They're fixed.
You know that they're going to go back down to the... I guess I'm trying to figure out, like...
If I'm going to go back down and party some more, or what's going to happen?
Right. Are you going to go back down?
Oh, I'm definitely going to go back down with them.
Okay.
What's that face for? Doctor. Lady Doctor. Lady Doctor! That's what I shall call you. Lady. I get it. You're a lady, but you're also a doctor.
I'll take
lady
it.
Lady Doctor.
I'll take it. Dr. Hill.
Yes, Lady Doctor.
You don't even know what you drank. Are you sure this isn't poisonous?
I'm sure I'm fine. The little robot thing, I think, tested me out and said I was going to be okay, I think.
Well, I never said okay.
Oh. All right. She does have that voice back, though. It does drive me crazy. Not the good kind of crazy. Not like nurses do. But do you want to test me out and make sure I'm good? I feel like I'm good. I just feel like...
We can run more blood tests if you like, Dr. Hill.
Oh, no. Actually, you know what?
Here. I extend a needle out of my hand.
I have a new friend.
So do you scan Dr.
Yeah,
Hill's
body? Yeah, I'm definitely going to scan Dr. Hill's body because who knows what you've done? Well, yeah, you're definitely dehydrated here. Let me do a body scan really quick. Hold still, Dr. Hill.
Oh.
All right, analyzing. Mm-hmm. Analyze.
Perfect, right? Perfect.
Oh, boy.
In his stomach, there seems to be some kind of...
Organism?
Do I have a new friend? I have a new friend.
That's Are you pregnant?
That's attached itself to his stomach wall. Are you showing it on your screen?
Like an ultrasound?
Like, yeah, it's like...
Dr. Hill?
It's like a 1950s picture from a commercial where it's the outline of the body and then like from the, you see the esophagus down to the little... Yeah.
It's like a cartoon, like a 1950s cartoon.
And it goes down to the stomach, and you see this thing stuck to the wall of the stomach.
Well, looks like you drink the worm, Dr. Hill.
Do you mean I have a tapeworm? I've had one of those before.
Well,
that's
I'm not
how I
exactly
look so good right now. That's why I don't
sure
have to work out.
I'm not sure I'd have to analyze the organism, but... Oh, yeah. It's in there.
Oh, can you get it out?
I'll have to do more analysis to see exactly how this is attached to your stomach wall, but...
It's attached.
I'm sure we can find a way for you to pass it, Dr. Hill. Oh, maybe that'll help. No, didn't help.
Maybe we could, I don't know if Dr. Shing is feeling up to it.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, no. No, thank you. No, I'm good.
You're in my lab.
No. Maybe we should go find somebody.
Nah, let me see what's in.
No, maybe somebody down on the...
Show me the picture.
Let's go down to the surface and figure out what this thing is. I do not trust him.
Yeah, I mean, when we're down there tomorrow... Maybe we should go back to that bar and ask what you drank.
Well, wait a minute. It could kill you by then.
Excuse me?
Well, I guess it could be growing. I'm sure you didn't drink it this size.
It's simple. We'll, we'll do an incision.
No.
We'll go into your stomach.
Nope.
We'll remove it.
You had me at incision.
Nope. I don't do very well with needles or incisions.
You'll be asleep.
Nope.
I'll put you out.
I don't sleep very well.
No, with gas.
Oh, you're gonna.
He's got
gas.
Plenty of that.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You do.
She just made a joke. I think, was that a joke, Sarah?
Did I make a joke?
I think you
did make a joke, Sarah.
Oh, that's funny.
Was that a joke about me?
Yes.
I'm unclear.
Look, I mean, I'm here. I could help you do. I could help you.
Shing?
Yes.
You've had a rough little bit of time here.
I have.
And I'm just
going to... Wolf took away my experiment.
I don't think it's... I don't think it's the right time for you to cut me open. I just... The thought of being cut...
Look,
makes me not feel...
Don't do that again, Dr. Hill. It didn't help last time.
But
well, maybe...
About cutting me
look.
Maybe on the planet they have some sort of medicine like they do for tapeworm on Earth.
Knife time is always the right time.
Okay, I'm trying to stay in character, but that did not help.
Hard pass.
That was terrible.
I win.
Even for me, terrible.
So given, I know the time frame from when Dr. Hill drank the beverage.
Right.
Can I
the tasty beverage?
Yes, the tasty beverage. Can I do do some calculations in my computer brain to see the rate of growth of this?
Yeah.
To see whether or not I think maybe we've got
analysis
time.
Two.
Okay. No, I got two.
Excellent. It doubles in size every, 2 hours. So it's doubled now 5 times. It's pretty big on the inside of her stomach.
Nah, no wonder you're puking all the time.
Yeah, I do not feel well. I will be honest.
So I probably don't think that it's a good idea to wait until tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's got to be another way. I've never had a surgery at night.
You've never had a surgery?
I don't really like needles or knives or like.
Can I use my stealth to come very sneakily
or
poke Dr. Hill with a needle and sedate him?
Any. I don't like any.
Sure. I mean, is that what you guys want to do? Do you want to try
to
take
I feel like we
now?
Can't
yeah,
let this
I don't
thing
think
keep
we
growing.
Can.
Well, you're going to knock me out? Okay, fine.
So you just let them do it?
She said she's going to use stealth, so... Or do I try to fight him off?
You
or do
can.
I notice?
It's your choice.
Can I notice?
That's the thing.
I'm going to notice. I'm definitely going to notice.
It's your notice against
the
herself.
The dice will decide if you notice.
Okay. My notice against...
Dice them. Off!
Yeah.
Dice off.
Roll it off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, I don't notice anything.
I got a plus. I got a plus four to my stealth.
Yeah, definitely not. I definitely don't notice.
So,
not surprising.
You're like arguing with Dr. Xing, and suddenly
No. Oh, mama.
Okay, so before we move on, here's what happened.
Okay? Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
It sedates you.
Yeah, but not the worm.
But not the worm. Obviously, you're the host, and it's the parasite, and it likes your anatomy.
Well, yeah. Naturally.
And it somehow communicates with you and can talk through you as part of the fact that it's...
It can, like, go up into his, like, yeah, larynx can, and control his larynx.
It can
larynx.
Control and talk through you. So that kind of makes it a second
like an
character.
Alien when it wraps its tentacle around.
But I was gonna make you. I was gonna let you decide what kind of personality this thing has. It basically absorbs its host dialogue and everything like that by listening and figuring out. So it speaks English, but it's basically when you're knocked out, it takes over. So, but I was gonna let you decide what kind of alien this is, like, how does it talk? How does it act? If that's okay.
Hi. Hey. Hi.
Dr. Hill?
Nurses. Nurses. Hi.
I thought he was sedated.
Oh, I sedated him.
Oh,
but wait here. I've got a horse tranquilizer. I'll be right back.
But I'm fine. I'm great, actually. This is nice up here.
I kind of like roll back behind so that Dr. Hill, I'm not in Dr. Hill's eyesight, but I just display that the tentacle is up in his throat, controlling right. him to Dr. Martin's.
Dr. Xing comes back with a bigger tranquilizer.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Dr. Xing?
Yeah?
Hello, doctor.
Hello.
How are you?
Are you feeling okay? Because you just got a shot.
Great.
Okay.
Sarah is...
What is wrong? What is...
Sarah is monitoring Dr. Hill's vitals...
Oh, she is?
Dear.
And I turn the screen off the second he turns around.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Sarah.
Yes. You're Sarah.
Yeah.
I wondered what you looked like.
Look, can you lay down on the table and we'll give
Why
you
Why would I lay down? I feel fine.
Well.
I feel great, doctor.
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Sam H. Hill. And you are?
Dr.
Lady. You sound like Lady Doctor.
Yes, I'm Lady Doctor.
That's right, Dr. Lady. Used to be Nurse Lady. You're the one.
Yes.
Yes.
Are we speaking to Dr. Hill, or are we actually speaking to the creature in the stomach of Dr. Hill, or the alien? I'm sorry, I don't mean to be insensitive. I've been...
Creature? There is no creature.
Well, we scanned in, and it seems that Dr. Hill has... Some kind of...
You must be mistaken.
Oh, I'm not.
You must be mistaken.
What is it doing with its hand?
I have no idea what it's doing with its hand.
I'm reaching over. I have this weird claw thing happening in my hands right now. I'm going to come over to try to attack Dr. Xing. If I have an alien host inside me, I'm definitely going to do some things.
Okay. Yeah. So go ahead.
I don't know about you guys, but when the aliens get inside you.
Let's.
Yeah, what do I got to roll for?
He's using your. Basically, he's mm-hmm. going to use your fight.
Oh, great.
Because you're the host.
Great.
So roll your, and then I'll defend.
Mm-hmm. Fight, 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 fight. Oh, that's great.
Welcome to Fate.
That would be nothing. Because it's just even right out. Plus two. So
plus
two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just imagine like Men in Black with freaking
totally with your Edgar suit.
Yeah. Sugar. You lunge forward, haphazardly, and he moves to the side, and he's going to now attack you and try to stab you with this extra
horse tranquilizer.
I think this would be the time LV would show up because there would be the sounds of an altercation.
Yeah. You walk into the door and you see all this. You see Dr. Xing trying to stab her with a... Oh, son of a... All right, here we go. Ah!
Oh, seriously?
Oh.
Whatever, I'm getting
That
pranked.
Was a good roll.
That's what that means.
So I have a 3.
Yeah.
You can defend.
All right, let's fight back.
So you can use... You don't have physique, do you?
Not. Remember, I... this is not a choice I made.
Right. I feel like this is early Christmas for LV, watching the two people that they dislike the most fight it out.
My 2. You have a 3, so...
Do you want to spend any aspects?
Oh, sure. I like to show off.
Show off?
So, good.
You're going down like a lion in a nature show.
It's a man's world.
So that's 4.
Mm-hmm. I'm at plus 4.
So you...
Wait, doesn't each one do 2?
It does 2, so that's 4.
Well, that's 6.
Okay, yeah.
With my fight. Uh-huh.
So you... Well, this is defend.
Oh, okay.
So you defend and jump out of the way really quickly mm-hmm. as he tries to stick you with this needle. LV, you walk into all this, and you're kind of the fighter. What... Do you want to get involved?
I turn around to LV as well.
Okay, and I'm seeing this, and I'm seeing Dr. Hill acting like worse than usual.
Can you give me a notice roll?
But also, I'm thinking about what Marcia told me. Yeah. So.
Give me a notice roll.
My notice is I have a 2.
You have a 2 total. Altogether?
Yeah.
So you can smell some kind of... something wrong in its throat.
So many things wrong in his throat.
Pet, that's who you are, huh? You are Pet. And I come trying to attack Pet because I don't know.
Oh, you're going to try and attack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
all right.
That's bad sauce.
So
for you.
Roll your attack. Roll your fight.
Oh my god,
fight.
This is so stupid. I know, but I'm an alien inside this body. I don't know any better.
The alien can't handle all of this machismo. It doesn't know what to do.
All negatives. That's 4 minuses. Just so
that's
you know.
Like a serious, like, that's the serious fail.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's not even on
it's not,
here.
It's below terrible. It's not even on. It's not even on.
It's not even on the chart.
Scale is off the chart.
So you have to beat on a -4.
Oh, okay.
Roll to see what you get. So you're 6 shifts above. You can now, that's with style, so you can narrate what happens.
As the doctor rushes by, pounce on their back and slam them to the ground. And just have them completely pinned to the ground.
Okay, so once you do that, Dr. Xing runs over and shoves the needle right in the carotid artery.
You are strong, Pet.
And suddenly the alien goes silent.
Let's get him up on the table and get this done.
Okay, so you guys pick him up and put him on the table.
I'll do, like, scans and display, like, a little ultrasound machine where the stuff is.
I'm going to get some sort of container, so as soon as we get it out, we can throw it in the container.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's do this. All right. He takes the scalpel.
Oh, God. No. I'm worried about this.
And he starts to lower it towards your stomach.
Oh, no.
And that's where we're going to stop it.
I knew it.
Yes.
Well, it's been fun, you guys. Had a good time. I get the impulse to want to get rid of this guy, but, you know, he's...
there are no redeeming qualities.
He did really well in school. He got into a great school, and, you know, he's...
He slept his way through school.
He did really great, and... You know, he just likes beer and went to parties and, like, you know, he's made it this far now. He's a very successful person now.
Like, everyone drinks beer anyway.
Yeah.
Happy thoughts. First thing I want to talk about real quick is the Patreon. We would love to do lots and lots and lots of content, and we need listeners like you to help us out with that. If you can back us on Patreon, we'd appreciate it. And, you know, you get cool stuff on there every month. So with that, you just go to Patreon and look up 12 Sided Stories, and we will pop up. Let's start with Terry on socials.
Hello, everyone out there. This is Terry Gamble, formerly Dr. Sam H. Hill. It's been a fun ride, you guys.
What I love is you don't even know what the cliffhanger is going to be.
Yeah, I know. I just feel dead inside already. Maybe that's all.
It's because I'm here.
Oh, thanks, Mac. always keeping it dead. It's true. That should be your commercial, always keeping it dead. You can find me at the Terry Gamble on the internets. That's Terry with one R, T-E-R-I, Gamble. On all the things. And follow Horror Movie Survival Guide. That's We Are, the letter R, Inter Survival on Twitter, and Horror Movie Survival Guide on the Instagram, and as well on iTunes and Stitcher and a few other places. So look for us. And I made a puppet show, so I hope people find it because it's really funny. So if you follow us, maybe you can find the puppet show.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Hi guys, I'm Kelsey Osborne, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelsey Kelsum, KelseyKelsem.
I'm Mac Beauvais, and like LV113, I have impulse control problems. And if you would like to see some of those, you can follow me anywhere as @strangelikethat. Just type it into literally anything and just, you know, write it on a rock. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just, just tag everything with @strangelikethat and see what happens. And I don't even know where I was going with that.
It's how they can summon you.
Well, no, they just say my name in a mirror three times.
Right.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and when I am not practicing astrogation, I am composing music for Plate Mail Games. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michulu, that's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U.
And I am Wes Otis. I also do sound for tabletop games. All of the sound effects you hear on our show can also be bought for your game that you can use on your table, which is always a lot of fun. You can find us at Battle Bards and also at DriveThruRPG. So check that out. Thank you very much for listening, and we will talk at you soon. Bye.